Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show. I believe we're on 8/22/2024. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Got gold. I'm going to talk to you about that because I'll tell you, gold, 24.87.74 plus $2.20. Silver's at 29.07. And it's up 0.01. Platinum 957.15 plus 220. And I'm going to tell you what. You call Steve Quayle or Tyler Quayle or Daryl, the manager there, or anybody where you get it. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, have them get it to you as quickly as you possibly can. And I'm having a little breather trouble tonight, so just to let you know, I'll tell you more about it in a minute, but I'm not want to start out with that because we're at a juncture here where apparently a possibility that Blinken has stated that the Iran invasion or the Iran attack, whoever it'll be on. The Iran attack could be on Israel. You know, it could be on a U.S. carrier group. It could be on other things. It could be done on other ships in the Mediterranean or Red Sea or Indian Ocean. Could be done by the Houthis, the Hezbollah, what have you. But isn't it interesting? Timing is in when 24 to next 48 hours. Well, by 48 hours, the people who are at the Chicago Convention are gone. So could the attack be, or along with the Russians? Could the attack be in the Great Lakes, as we've talked to you about? Don't know. But I will say this. We look at that. We still have aircraft up there, tankers, refueling PA Poseidons and all kind of different helos and stuff. They're still looking for something. And I'm not talking about watching down around Chicago. I'm talking about watching Huron to Lake Michigan to Lake Superior up at the top. And then all along the other parts of the Great Lakes, there is stuff up. Although, as I told you last Friday, they're not showing up their transponders. They're not squawking, if you want to know the truth, because they don't have to squawk unless they need to, and they sometimes will have more tankers up there, but only squawk a few so that any commercial traffic is careful to be around and that they're in the area. And everything is going on. If you look at stevequayle.com and you go down the stories, now look at this right here. Top Biden-Harris official calls for queering nuclear weapons as discrimination against queer people can undermine nuclear security and increase the nuclear risk. So now the white missile nose cones need to be purple or orange, Brother Quayle says. Well, I'll tell you what. Pray for our brother Steve Quayle. Lord Jesus, touch Brother Steve and help him to rehab his knee and legs and all of the items so that he may be back to more optimum health and out of the pain and into being able to walk as best he can. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you will tell Steve, let him know that it's him, that it's you doing it. And I also pray for the jarhead. I pray for the farmer in Iowa. I pray for others in Beatrice, Nebraska, Dunlap, Iowa, Hampton, Iowa. I pray for those in Diamond Springs, California, and all kind of different places. And I pray for the old sheriff of the stagecoach stop and his wonderful wife. And I pray that they will get some hay at a good price or tremendous price for their livestock. And that the old sheriff, it will be doing even better and better. And I pray for my Allegheny gang friends and the Mars Hill gang and all the different people around in the Uper, the Iron Sight Shooters in Western Kansas, the old Missouri crowd, okay? And all of you, God bless y'all. And for Tejas Amarillo by morning, you know, just up from San Antonio. And the crossroads, y'all better watch out in the crossroads because you're going to see them coming a mile away from now on. These things are going to be wild stuff. There's a shortage of parts for the U.S. Navy. And Brother Quayle says, but the U.S. military has been informed to fight nuclear war against Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran simultaneously. And then all those 818,000 jobs. Ha! What a lie. What a bald-faced lie. Just incredible. But I wanted to say something. We started out here this later in the afternoon. Trump went to the border in Arizona. And they did not tell him, by the way. But the story started where he was on the border. But then they started out with that they're is a somebody who, as they know to be, that has said they would assassinate a presidential candidate who has got the warrants in Arizona and is in Arizona, where President Trump is at, or was a little while ago. And then this guy's also got warrants in Michigan and I think Wisconsin and different stuff. But anyway, this silver up guy, 66 years old. And I thought to myself, well, that's very interesting. And then they showed Trump at the border. And then he had Nagari's mother and uncle there with a picture of her on a shirt or on a towel or whatever. Showing it. And then they had the Moran, mother of the Moran woman who was killed by an illegal migrant, whatever. The mother of five in the East Coast. And Trump went down the line on all the different ones and different people that have been killed by all these people that Commissar Kamala has let in the door, being the border czar. So consequently, we're at a point to where all of it is getting ready to hit the fan. It's like all the trains are going to Function Junction, which I've talked to you about in the past. Good old Function Junction. Yes, and to my friend in Allegheny, God bless you, and tell Ben the Beagle to watch out for the bear. Because that bear is liable to come onto your porch. Yes. Blinken is saying that the attack on Israel will be in the next 24 to 48 hours. But it doesn't necessarily have to be Israel. And then what if, with the drones going over Moscow, being sent by Red China Joe's crowd, and given the go-ahead to use stuff on Russia, inside of Russia deep, then what will Russia do? What will Russia do in the Great Lakes? Because their submarines that lay flat on the bottom that have nuclear weapons are there. Otherwise, there is no iota of a reason. And I'm not talking about, you know, like a yellow submarine or a World War II looking sub. We're talking about a relatively flat type of thing that is a drone submarine. It's not manned, yet it has nuclear warhead on board that would blow the Great Lakes to smithereens and cause walls of water to go south. If you had one of them in several places, you'd basically hit all of the junctures of the Great Lakes as they go south, and then you can have the Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, etc., all the different rivers and things, to where this would become inland, an inland sea from the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. And this country would be cut off. And that could happen in junction or conjunction with an Iran attack on Israel. And one of the best ways for Iran or Russia to preclude the U.S. from helping Israel, or preclude the U.S. from helping the Ukrainians, or protecting Poland or the Baltic states, one of the best ways would be to strongly hit the United States. And it's a little bit like 1 second after R.S. Fortune, or the EMP gets knocks out the power grid in the United States. But they don't even have to do that, because there are so many terrorists that have come in through the border, the Commissar Kamala and Comrade Mayorkas and all their people, that excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to breathe, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, but I can't help it. Now, and I forgot my point, so I'll go on to the next point. But with Trump down there, and I looked at the coverage, and they were talking about, well, supposedly there's a big blue crane in the background, but this is the border right there to Arizona, where they come off that big mountain in the background, and they come around, and they come and play around, and then there sat all of the border wall, metal border wall stuff that never was put up, that Red China Joe sold for 5 cents on the dollar. just incredible. But here's the deal. I looked at the coverage of Trump, and there was no Secret Service necessarily behind him. They were sort of in front of him to the side. And then there was reporters. And then behind him was the Ngari mother and uncle, and then also the Moran mother, who were there with Trump to let people know that they need to elect Trump and to bring back the strength at the border and the different items. But the problem was, allegedly, Secret Service had somebody on the snipers, counter snipers on the big blue crane in the background. But that whole area is quite a dangerous place. And then from that mountain, I don't know if this guy that they're looking for, which apparently they're looking for this guy, the sheriff and stuff, but who knows if the FBI or anybody's looking for him. But this Sivarep guy who supposedly was going to kill Trump down in Arizona, they were not guarding Trump properly because there was nobody tall behind him that could be in back of him if somebody took a long shot with a 50 cal or whatever from way back where in that mountainous area. And then I also thought about this thing. This guy could be sitting there, and he could be sitting in a police uniform or some kind of a thing as well. So consequently, there's a lot going on here, and I did not see the Secret Service providing proper backup of Trump that would protect him from a long shot again. And then they ask him, they didn't tell him, the law enforcement didn't tell him, Secret Service didn't tell him, you know, or the FBI or whoever is around there, they did not tell him at all. And then he was asked the question about the guy that was there somewhere, the assassin, was looking to kill him in Arizona and that they were being hunted for. And Trump had no knowledge of the actual warning prior to. Now, what the heck is up with that? What the heck is up with that? You see what I'm saying? I guess there is. I want to get this guy's name. Arizona suspect who threatened to shoot Trump during visit to the border today. Threat comes 6 weeks after the former president came within inch of being murdered on August. Within inches of being murdered back in July, Arizona authorities have launched an urgent manhunt for a suspect who allegedly threatened to shoot Donald Trump during a trip to the border on Thursday. Ronald Lee Syrvud, S-Y-R-V-U-D, 66, wanted connection with an alleged assassinated plot planned for the former president's visit to a vulnerable stretch of the southern border in Cochise County. It comes 6 weeks after an assassinated attempt where a bullet hit the former president's ear during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. And they said Syrvud has several other warrants out for his arrest on separate charges, including a failure to appear in Wisconsin. Sounds like a MK Ultra shooter, don't he? You know? Felony hit and run Arizona, et cetera. Let's see. At the border in Cochise County. So that video of Crooks in Butler, that was interesting too, was it not? Walking around the whole venue. Walking around the whole venue. And then now we've got Wild Infections. We got a Massachusetts town. Not to leave their home after dark due to spread of deadly mosquito-borne virus. They want to reduce the number of chance people bit by mosquitoes, which carry Eastern equine encephalitis. That's triple E. And I'll tell you what, man. Get your can off. Get you some of those. Different candles if you're going to be sitting outside, even if you're in a mosquito area. At the same time, we're talking about monkeypox, and at the same time, we're talking about a lot of Western states now that COVID has come back, and they're talking about the possibility of locking down again or masking people up and all the different stuff. This is sitting right here. And when you look at Commissar Chameleon and the Lucy Walsh, this thing is going to be wild weasel. Gonna be wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. So if the U.S. is getting ready to lock down everything, going to be quite interesting. And then how could they do that? They could have a pandemic, another pandemic. And I told you, I've been telling you for the weeks that they're going to do everything they can to stop Trump, whether it be a crash of the economy, whether it be World War III or an Israeli attack. And all I can tell you is that you'd better be on the lookout. You better be on the lookout for it. And that you better be preparing in earnest yourself, and then be prepared to understand and to determine what the Lord is showing you when you look at the news or any kind of articles or what's going on in your area. Because I'll tell you what, it will come like a thief in the night. It'll come so quick you won't be able to understand it or see it. And then here I am, in one of the worst health positions I've ever seen. Can I tell you what, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would come to me, Lord Jesus, that you would remove, Lord Jesus, the cancer out of my body. And that you would change the cellular structures properly in my body. And Lord Jesus, let me tell you what, I'm having trouble, can't breathe because my right lung is being collapsed by the tumors surrounding the whole right lung. And this is why I'm having trouble walking and have to, as I've told you, I have to walk 4 or 5 steps and pant like a dog. Or I can hardly breathe at all. But I still have ability to get breath in through the left lung a bit. Although I am still doing everything naturally that I can do to help this stuff, I'm Still drink the mezzo silver with the water, which that used to be, according to Arizona State studies, that would kill up to 76 cancers in the test tube. Not necessarily what I have, but in general, yes, would help. And then the ivermectins, the fesbendazole, which is the 222 milligram stuff. That some people have done and they've prolonged their life. And let's just say that when I was on with Brother Quayle, after I first got this diagnosis and stuff, and we came on the air, I could hardly talk, and Steve was talking and everything. And then Steve and prayed, and you guys prayed with him. And then during that show, my voice came back. So when you hear my voice, I have a voice that's still able to be somewhat strong and be on air. But let me tell you, I am not good. I'm not doing better. And now I'm going, I thought there was a last ditch chemo. And the radiation, incidentally, I can't do the radiation because of the amount of radiation I have to take to address this stuff in the chest cavity. And I also have stuff in the liver, the bone, and lymph nodes. But I started out at a level 4, you know, stage 4 diagnosis. But now it's more acute in this area of the right lung, and then what it's doing, it's up to, is what I've been talking about the last few shows with you. Is that if I take 5 paces of exertion, you know, walk it with a walker. That I have trouble with it. And I don't want to belabor this as a death song because I'm still alive. Let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And he's preserved me. And then he's also helped the people that we pray for. A number of them. And gotten them out of the area or out of the way of concern. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you would pray for me to Lord Jesus so that I can properly breathe and walk with the walker and not have to use, but I'm having to use again the wheelchair and have somebody to push me. And then use the walker to get in and around in different venues in the home. The radio room, the restroom, what have you. Oh, man. Lord Jesus, will you take this stuff out of my right lung? Will you help me to breathe properly and get full oxygenation, Lord Jesus? Will you continue to give me the ability to speak and to be on air and to stick in this game as long as I possibly can and to strike blows against thine enemies and warn the remnant of what is to come? And what is to come, I strongly think that strong possibility that however the way they do it with guaranteeing of results in elections, if you know what I mean, with financial collapse, with the fact is that pushing in the Ukraine and pushing against Russia, using our stuff and the Ukrainians hitting, using drones and things in Moscow, and then Moscow using drones into Germany. But at the same time, the Russians have their Poseidon submarines, drone subs that sit on the bottom of nuclear weapons. Let's say of several Great Lakes. because the vessel that I saw a picture of back months ago when I first started telling you about the Great Lakes, they had these holds that were along the side that could hold the length of a freighter. But on either side, you could have one, or you could have each side could have one of them Russian drone subs on it. Oh, man. Anyway, if you'd like to help Old Hawk, prayer is much needed. But anything else, it could be Federal Reserve notes or a little silver, a little gold. It could be a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. May he protect you against all evil. Ah, yes. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but something's getting ready to pop quick. And now the DNC, and you got the Lucy Walls and all of it. The tie-in to the Vienna Walls, all the different things, and the fact that over 200,000 young people that came across the border that were not brought by parents, but they came unaccompanied. Why, apparently, Commissar Chameleon and, you know, Mayorkas, Comrade Mayorkas, and Red China Joe, and all of them, that they that all these people that have come in were in a situation where all these terrorists and all the different ones, and then all these kids, over 200,000, I think it's 203,000, that they cannot find them. They don't know where they are or who they are or how they came in or where they went. Now, I know in the old days that some people in department stores and big box stores like a Sears or Montgomery Ward's or those kind of things, that they had people that were affiliated with the EIEIOs. And as they traveled, they seriously knew what was going on and had information and watched out for certain things. And here I am. Thank the Lord Jesus. Past Thanksgiving and Christmas, in after the new year. And here I am, 22nd of August. Sending goals to see Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's again. So, I don't want to distress anybody, but I don't know how much longer I'll be able to do this, but I think that the Lord Jesus will let me know, and that some particular night he'll let us all know. God bless our grandmother down there in McClenny, Florida. God bless the Nunemakers in Greenville, South Carolina, and all their Samraham and all the Montagnards that they are taking care of in Indochina. And if that's the case, then any assistance is welcome, needed for them to. Nunemaker, Nunemaker. Dave and Debbie, and Debbie, may the Lord Jesus restore that arm and wrist and remove the pain and the aches from it and strengthen it. In his name, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. For Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. And Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. What a wonderful endeavor, and the Montagnards are on fire for Jesus. And then they get those Bibles and songbooks in their own village language, which each village has got a different dialect. And then they're able to read the gospel fully and worship the Lord Jesus and baptize and build home churches, and then build churches behind the home churches to grow. God bless you all in Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan States, Vietnam, and down the hill into Myanmar. Old Pastor Hawk, as they call me. Old Pastor Hawk is still here, but I could use all your prayers. I could use all their prayers for sure. Because my right lung is constricted and being crushed or flattened by the tumors in a horseshoe around it. And I can only sit still in one spot and still have this voice, because if I walk 4 or 5 paces, I'm not able to really even to talk or to breathe at all, hardly at all. So that's where I'm really at. Even though I sound good, people tell me, man, you sure sound good. Yeah, I sound good because the Lord changed that. And what's interestingly enough is that that night Steve prayed with me, and when we first came back on the air, and I could hardly talk, and many of you remember that, that those nights there at the beginning back in the fall, that when Brother Quayle came on with me, he prayed, and you guys prayed, that all of a sudden during that show, I was able to have my voice back again. And that's because at that period of time, something was right over the vocal cords and was causing me to not have the voice. And that is of the Lord Jesus. And my doctor already agreed that that was from God, because he said that was like that area of the vocal cords. It was moved from that area and then moved over, and you still have the cancer, but you don't have it impinging on the vocal cords. I said, well, that was happened after prayer on air. So I thank the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. I mean, hallowed be thy name. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I sure enjoyed doing this show and having been with you over 20 years. And I intend to keep doing the show. But I'm telling you, my job on this show has been, I was instructed to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what is to come. Hello to Utah Orca. God bless you. All prayer is needed, that's for sure. Oh, man. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Can't breathe good. Oh, brother. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But I think back on all the things that the Lord has shown me. And it's just amazing. I got here. And much thanks to Brother Steve Quayle for making me okay to come back to Jesus. For showing me the way. And showing me how the Lord Jesus. The way, the truth, and the light. And all the shows that Steve has done over the years, from Johnstown, Colorado, and Blueprint for Survival, and on Art Bell shows, and all the people he's reached, be sure and pray for Steve so that his legs and knee can be rehabbed. And so he can return to more optimum health. May the jar head, may Lord Jesus touch you in the back and then just flip that disc, just to tweak that disc one little bit to where it pops back in place properly and your pain is gone. In your name, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do this tonight. You would do this tonight and then remove the pain from Jarhead. And to the good brother in Hampton, Iowa, too. Hello to you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you don't think so, then you need to read John 14. Read John 14 and see what he says to you. See what he's telling you and the gift that you'll have. It's incredible. Totally incredible. And Jesus says, anything you ask in my name, I will try to do, because so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. But he also tells you in there, those things which I do, you will do also if you believeth on me. If you read that, go and read that. Don't believe what Hawk says. Go and read that. John 14. Preferably in a King James. Because that is telling you something that right there is just incredible. So when you see Trump was not told, obviously, about the actual threat before he went to the border or while he was there, then I evaluate based on the fact that they were reporting it on Fox News, the actual hunting for this guy, the silver up, that there was nobody standing behind Trump that was tall to block a shot back from the mountain, which they were talking about as where it's coming down. And that's that border area there that is extremely dangerous. So I don't know. I watched the DNC and I saw the Abomination of Desolation and the Michael Michelle. I saw all their speeches and all the different things, and I saw the Lucy Wall speech. And I will not be getting one of them camouflage hats with Kamala's name on it in orange. Harris Waltz. The Harris Lucy Waltz. And the more I look at it, the more I know that that is the key to this whole bit. And it's the key where people are giving in to the devil, to Lucifer, in exchange for some temporal gain or some relaxation of the rules or whatever it might be. And I see that more and more frequently. See that more and more frequently. But I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, but Jesus told us that in the end there would be strong delusion and that even the elect would be deluded or would be bamboozled in a sense. You see what I mean? Anything that you can do food-wise, anything that you can do water storage-wise, you need to do it. Oh boy. And the B&EMB out there, God bless you all. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey, you stay in them optics. And squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it. And I guess Florida's going to have a lot more storms, and we've had some problems all up and down the East Coast. But I'll tell you what, the Russians are whooping up weather. And as we now get down the pike here to where we're going to have such a short time in the new political campaign, and a short time, you know, until the election. But I will say this. I'm going to vote as early and as often as I can. Not really. I'm going to vote early again this time, I believe. because it is going to be a key election, that is for sure. And if we do not watch out, we're going to have a communist. We're not going to have anything but a communist country. And then the secret police are going to be, many of them, born from the, would you say the red Chinese illegal aliens? Would you say the other illegal aliens? Yes, hello to the old stagecoach stop out there. DMC. Thank you for all your kind words. Just what a gift to everyone hearing your words. He gave you the tool to speak and reach so many for Jesus and encourage his followers. We love your prayers. We love you. Prayers never cease each day. Thank you for your life and impact on others. God bless you. God bless you out there. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may our Heavenly Father bestow wonderment, enchantment, love, and strength and ability on all of you. All of you, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what's going to go down in the 24 to 48 hours, but that would not surprise me, because now the Democratic National Convention's over. Because who enriched the Iranians when Trump broke them and made sure that they were not, and that Red China was not even buying stuff from the Iranians or get oil from them or what have you? But then immediately that also went completely off. And then instead of pumping our natural gas and oil and liquid natural gas, which is not being, no contracts are being done to sell that. But Biden, one of the first things he did was approve the, went in all in with Putin on the Russians' energy pipeline into Europe, when we could be selling the natural gas LNG out of here. We got the big, beautiful spot in Alaska that's got so much stuff in it, you can't believe it. Just incredible. Just incredible. So are we going to go to the final lockdown again? Will gold hit 8,000? I'm looking at Steve Quayle's site again. And silver 800. And regardless of what people think, there will be tax increases. Not Kamala Chameleon's so-called middle class or working class tax cuts. I tell you what, I would go to stevequayle.com. I would click on Earth in the Crosshairs. And there's a DVD available now, but you can also get it video on demand available now. at Vimeo.com. If you'll click on this, this thing, interdimensional gates of hell have opened. Earth and the cross, there's gates, portals, all this stuff is just incredible. And that will blow your mind. That show will blow your mind. Oh, God. And I think of all the stuff that's getting ready to happen. And I'm totally dependent on the Lord for my salvation. I'm totally dependent on the Lord for my any survival I got. And those that may endureth till the end, may the same shall be saved, you know. .7 magnitude quake in Hawaii. Pretty wild stuff, huh? It's just getting to be everywhere now. Just getting to be everywhere. The next thing is going down. Function Junction. All trains running to Function Junction at 120 mile an hour. Pour on the coal. Oh, you can't use coal. That's a fossil fuel, huh? Yeah, unless you're going to make electricity, then everything is okay. But you can't drive your car on gas or oil, you know. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for old Hawk. Pray for Brother Quail. Pray for anybody that you know that's got the troubles. And our Lord Jesus will answer the prayer, as he's shown us to be. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready out there. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. When the time comes, strike blows precisely against Iran and against any of the Luciferians that are against the Bill of Rights Americans. But yet we know there is no political solution for a spiritual problem. Nikki Lapua, you stay in the game, baby. And for Road and Track and Little L, may Lord Jesus protect you and bless you. And you say hi to Tiger T. Tiger T. And your mommy. For Old Hawk. God bless you out there all. And may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and to warn you of what is to come when the time comes, so that you may know it fully. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.